This is Childhood Matters, presented by Interactive Parenting Media.
Childhood Matters.
For parents and everyone else who cares for or about kids.
We are family.
Here's your host, Rona Renner.
Good morning and welcome to Childhood Matters. A very happy Father's Day weekend to the dads who are listening to our show. Perhaps you'll spend some time this weekend reflecting on how you've changed as a man and how being a father in these difficult economic times has offered you new opportunities and challenges. I'm Nurse Rona, and I'm here to present important topics to parents, grandparents, foster parents, child care providers, big sisters, big brothers, or anyone who cares for and about children. I want to acknowledge that even though fathers are very important to a child's well-being, not everyone has a dad in their life due to divorce, death, life circumstances, or personal choice. Some people are lucky to have good stepfathers, grandpas, uncles, mentors, and moms. But today we'll focus on dads. And if you're not a dad, you may find it meaningful to think about your father as we talk about the roles men play in the lives of their children. Most men I talk to have something in common. They tell me that they want time to be with their kids, not just on weekends, but they're also worried about money and want to be good providers for their family. You know, about 20 years ago, my husband Mick really wanted us to have another child and promised that he would do at least 50% of the work. And he fulfilled his promise. But it also meant that he couldn't make as much money as he might have with a full-time, high-pressure job. We made choices that allowed him to have time with his kids. These days, things are stressful for many fathers as they figure out how to stay connected with their kids and also make sure there's a roof over their heads. Today, as always, we want to hear from you. Call us and let us know what you love about being a dad, what barriers exist that keep you from being deeply involved with your children, and how you're different than your dad was raising you. Joining us in the studio today is Dr. Will Courtney. He's also known as the Men's Doc. He's a distinguished author, researcher, and psychotherapist in San Francisco and Berkeley. He served on the clinical faculty in psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and at the University of California, San Francisco Medical School. He hosts a number of websites for men, including saddaddy.com, the only website dedicated to helping new dads with postpartum depression. Will is the father of two and has been a part-time stay-at-home dad for the last 6 years. Dr. Will Courtney, great to have you with us today.
Well, it's great to be with you, Rona.
Yeah, sometimes you're the substitute host here, and it's nice to be here with you together.
Well, always nice to be with you.
Well, you know, I'd like you to start off this morning talking about the subject of dads and a very happy Father's Day weekend to everyone. You say that many men base their self-identity on being strong physically and financially. So how do you think fathers are faring these days as the unemployment rate in California reaches over 11%?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of fathers are not faring as well as they might. And you mentioned the unemployment rate. You know, actually, 4 out of 5 of those who are unemployed are men. So a lot of dads are not in the mood to celebrate this year. And that's because for many men, being a father means being the provider financially or economically. But the truth is, you know, dads provide for their families in many, many ways. And many dads don't even realize that. And in fact, the most important way that dads provide for their families is, and in particular with their kids, it's the time that they spend with them. It's time, not money, that's really important for kids.
And when people are thinking about what to get their father for Father's Day, that's what it is. It's let's take a walk. Let's play ball, let's rest, let's play, whatever it is, but let's spend time together.
Exactly. That is really what's important for kids.
Well, we've also invited two dedicated dads to join us this morning. Kevin L. Nichols is president and chief executive officer of KLN Publishing, a small independent publishing company specializing in issues such as educating inner city youth, publicizing local community events, or improving the overall quality of life for all people. He's also the moderator of two discussion groups on LinkedIn, as well as a columnist for the Globe newspapers. Kevin is the father of two adorable adorable sons who are right here in the studio. I'm going to wave to them over there. And it's really nice to have them here with us this morning. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
You want to say hi to your boys?
Hello, Larry and Caleb.
Okay. And also with us is Glenn Cotter. He's a full-time visual effects artist in feature films for the last 10 years and a part-time teacher for 5 years. Glenn is the father of two boys who were running around here earlier who are quite adorable. What's their names?
Ronan and Garrett.
Ronan and Garrett. Okay. And Glenn, it's really nice to meet you.
Oh, thanks for having me. I feel like I'm amongst experts here.
Yeah. So let's start with you, Kevin. From what I can tell, you're a hardworking dad. How do you balance work with really spending time with your children? And maybe you can say something about how the economy is affecting you as a dad.
Well, I've maximized knowing that there's 24 hours in a day. So I'd like to get up, and I'm an early riser, and I get home early enough so that I can spend time with my children, do homework. We'll go outside and play tennis or kickball or something like that, and we'll make sure that most of the time, at least 3 times a week, we'll have enough time to spend with each other. But as far as the economy goes, obviously you can't take every trip to Hawaii or someplace like that like you might would have liked to in the past. However, taking short trips and making sure that you're able to still have vacation time or spend time, quality time together as a family, I think, is very important.
So the staycation is really popular these days, where you actually have time together, but you don't have to spend a whole lot of time traveling.
Well, the Bay Area is one of the most beautiful places to live in the world. So, I mean, Monterey to Sacramento to anywhere, pretty much, you can have the best of both worlds. So,
And do you find, Kevin, that you're often frustrated because you don't have enough time at home, or do you feel like it's pretty satisfying the way you set it up?
Well, I maximize it, but I would love to spend more time at home. And if I could, you know, justify making the salary that I make with spending half the time there, then I would do that as well. But unfortunately, it requires me to go out to work and be resourceful, but I try to maximize the time that I have.
And Will, Courtney, I'm sure that this is what you've experienced yourself, but also you hear other fathers say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, Kevin makes such an important point, I think, about these vacations, because a lot of dads are feeling the pressure, like they should be going out on these fancy, expensive vacations to Hawaii or someplace else. But again, it's really not what kids need. What is important to kids is just the time that dads are spending with them, whether it's on the floor playing or throwing a ball outside or cooking dinner together or taking a trip to the aquarium. That's really what's important for kids.
Yeah, I think so. Well, let's talk with Glenn now. What kinds of pressures are you feeling in trying to balance your work and your wish to be with your boys?
Well, it's hard. I'm in an industry that is often a feast or famine. And so when we do have work, like right now, I'm actually working a lot. You still have that lingering insecurity. It's like, when this project ends, am I going to have a 2-month gap or am I going to have work? You know, so I will often work early in the morning and come home after midnight. And doing that several days a week puts a lot of pressure on my wife to take care of the kids, and I miss out on a lot of, you know, quality time. So even though I'm blessed, I feel blessed that I am working a lot, I do still miss that family time.
So the pressure there is take it while you can get it, of course. And yet what you're finding when you're working so much is that your little guys are growing up and you're missing out. And so you work early in the morning sometimes because of it. And do you find that when you're with them, you're less distracted and you're fully with them?
I try to make the best of my time that I have. You know, it's like I love every minute of it.
Yeah, because I think, Will, that's part of the key is that when people are torn between, you know, working and being at home, one thing to keep in mind is that when you are home, not to be always multitasking, mm-hmm. not to worry so much about, you know, the house being clean or whatever it is, like to actually be fully present.
Yeah, and it's so much easier said than done. But, of course, that's what we all strive for.
Yes. on a daily basis. Yeah. Right. Well, we want to hear from you, dads. How are you doing? Has the high unemployment rate affected your feelings about being a dad? And also, what do you do differently than your father did? We're interested in talking to dads today, but moms, keep listening, because men don't always tell you what's on their mind, and you might learn something new this morning. 1-877-372-KIDS. That's 877-372-5437. Oh, we have Robbie with us this morning. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Nurse Rona, and to the guest, Mr. Courtney. I know I probably doesn't remember me, but I met him at
I remember you, Robbie. I couldn't forget you.
Robbie is one of the dads out there who's been connected with Childhood Matters for, 6 years now, Robbie?
About that.
Well, what about this subject in terms of your own experience of dealing with the economy and also figuring out how do you be present with your kids?
Well, like Mr. Courtney just said, you know, something that I just really ride on a daily basis as far as not worrying about taking expensive vacations or doing anything, you know, that takes a whole lot of money. But, you know, it's just the time, you know, like the book that you sent me before, you know, The Power of Play. You know, whenever I see my kids doing something, I come into their world instead of trying to change what they're doing or what they're playing with and say, let's do this, let's do that. I don't care if my son picks up a pillow and let's make a house out of a pillow, Dad. And, you know, I go get some more pillows and try to build a little, you know, a little camp. So that's my point. The whole thing for me is really time, just spending that time.
Well, you know, Robbie, I know that over the years you've talked about that and you have a lot of wisdom in that regard. Can you say anything about what's challenging for you? Because I know that when you're with your kids, you're really present. Has the economy affected you in terms of your feelings about being a dad, your feelings of providing?
No, not at all. The main thing now is education. Health, those are the two major things for me, and it hasn't really, you know, affected me. You just have to adjust, you know. You have to cut back. I know a lot of us, you know, we spend money on things sometimes that we don't really need. But, you know, it's just a matter of reassessing your daily activities and needs and so on and so forth and cutting back on this, not going out to eat so much or not,
right,
you know, buying so much of this or buying so much of this. That, but just meeting your daily needs and that kind of, you know.
Let me ask the fathers here, have you felt you had to cut back on essential things, Glenn?
Cut back on essential, I mean, I don't know. I really love what he said about coming into their world. Like, you don't need to buy things, and you don't need to set an agenda and go to big events. I love the whole coming into their world. Try and get into what they're doing, and that's the best moment. You know, you cannot, and that's the thing, you can't plan either. You just be open to it, and you just go and be with them and see what they're wanting to do. And that's just wonderful.
Kevin?
Well, I think that you just need to prioritize. I know that in our home, we don't try to skimp on anything like, you know, groceries. We shop at Whole Foods, and, you know, we want to make sure that we have great food in the house. We want to make sure that, you know, education is key and that we're putting our money and resources and that kind of stuff. So I don't believe that the economy's, you know, doing that much, you know, to change our lives normally on a daily basis.
Right.
But at the same time, I do think that we need to prioritize and shift the funds where it needs to go more appropriately.
You know, Robbie, I know that you just graduated from a program where you're going to get a green job, right?
Right, you're correct.
And is that Monday when you have your celebration?
Yeah, Monday is the graduation at Laney College, and it's going to be a big soiree. The mayor, Senator Barbara Lee, and, you know, a whole bunch of media and
great
like that. And speaking of the economy, that's one of the reasons. Well, as you already know, my family and I, we do the catering and baking pretty much on a daily basis. But since the economy came along, things slowed down just dramatically. So I decided to obtain a trade, and
yes,
the green job opportunity came up. You know, I really got a hold on it. So
Well, that's great, and I want to congratulate you on the air, Robbie.
Thank you. You're
a great example for many fathers, and I think maybe we'll give you the $25 gift certificate to Banana Republic that we got from Jerry Dove at Clear Channel, because, you know, you may need to buy some new things for your work.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll send that to you, and also a copy of Finding Time for Fatherhood by Dr. Bruce Linton.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Have a nice day tomorrow, Robbie.
You too, Nurse Rona. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Happy Father's Day to you too, Robbie.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, Dr. Will Courtney, I think there are, in this economy, there are some new opportunities. And I think it's really important for all men to reflect on that. I know when you did a show a few months ago with my friend Phil Catalfo, he was talking about, you know, not having work as a writer right now, but then finding other ways to use his time very creatively.
Well, one of the best things that, you know, the upside, I guess, of this downsized economy is that dads are spending more time at home and less time at work. So that's, you know, that is one of the creative ways that we can spend our time. You know, I also just want to point out, I think it's really important that fathers recognize something else. Some of the other wisdom Robbie brought to this discussion is that the time that fathers spend with their kids really is the most important thing for their kids' development.
We can say that many times today, for sure. Let's take another call, 1-877-372-KIDS. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We have Jerry from Oakland with us. Good morning, Jerry.
Yes, good morning, Rona.
Oh, so nice to hear from you. So how many kids do you have, Jerry?
We have three children.
Three children.
Yes.
And are they young or grown?
They're all adults. They're all out on their own. They're all doing very well.
That's good. And Jerry, would you, as a father who has grown children, can you maybe give us a little wisdom about how you manage to balance that work and being connected with your kids?
I don't know if I can give you very much advice. My experience with fatherhood is that there's no training manual. You just kind of do the best you can from day to day to day and hope everything turns out okay. I had a very strong role model in my father and in other fathers in our extended family when I was growing up. So I did have some ideas about all the responsibilities and things that were involved.
And so you actually felt there were things that you wanted to emulate from your father about being a father. Is that right?
I think so.
'Cause
when we had children at home, incidents would come up, and it was one of the first impulses was to reflect back on when I was a child. And how did we handle situations like that in our family?
So that's important. And I think when we come back from the break, that's the subject I want to go into with my guests, is looking back and saying, did I have that role model? Was I able to learn? And sometimes we learn about what we don't want to do, and sometimes we really pull out the joys of how our parents were. I just think back to my father. One of the things that he did, you know, he used to like to go riding bikes with us and my mother, and we'd go for bike rides, and he would talk with us and teach us about the world. And, you know, there were things that I wouldn't do, you know, the same if I was a dad, but I think it's important to reflect on the things that were really valuable. And do you still find you have fun with your kids now that they're grown?
Absolutely.
Well, that's good, Jerry. And I want to wish you, what are you going to do for Father's Day?
I'm not sure. We'll get together. We'll do something exciting. It's always fun no matter what we do.
Well, I want to wish you a very happy Father's Day. And
thank you so much. And happy Father's Day to all the people in your listening audience and to fathers everywhere.
Well, have a good day, Jerry.
Thank you.
We're talking about raising kids, being dads. We want to hear from you, and in a moment, we'll take your call. Oh,
join the dialogue.
Share your thoughts.
Add your feedback.
Call Childhood Matters now at 1-877-372-KIDS.
Brought to you in part by First Five Santa Clara County.
Finding help in the Bay Area is easier than ever before. Dial 211 to speak with a trained caring specialist who will match your needs with local services, including childcare, rent assistance, counseling, job services, health care, food, and so much more. Dial 211 for free confidential help, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Help starts here. Dial 211. 211 is a service of United Way, Eden I&R, and the Contra Costa Crisis Center.
This is Nurse Rona with news for parents, providers, and everyone who cares about kids. Childhood Matters is podcasting. So many people have told me they love our show but can't listen on Saturday mornings. Now it's easy to get our shows on your iPod or MP3 player and take us with you. Sign up for podcasting today at childhoodmatters.org. And if you or someone you know speaks Spanish, click on the Nuestros Niños logo on the left to find out about our sister show and Doctora Marisol.
Physical activity supports good health whether you're 7 years old or 70 years old. So take Grandma or Grandpa's hand and head outside for a walk. The Health Trust is committed to making sure people, both young and old, can lead long and healthy lives. Visit www.healthtrust.org to learn more about our Healthy Aging Initiative and how you can help make your community healthier.
You can have the greatest influence on your child's language development. The most important thing you can do is talk to your baby, starting at birth and in any language. When you talk, make eye contact and allow time for your child to respond with a look, smile, or sound. Reading with your baby from the time she is born will also help her learn to talk. If your child doesn't say any words by 14 months or put two words together by 2 years, check with your health provider. Remember, have fun talking and reading with your baby. This message is brought to you by Every Child Counts, First Five, Alameda County.
With California's unemployment rate at the highest level in over 25 years, the Bay Area First Five County Commissions know many families could use help caring for their kids. There are free and low-cost health resources available in the Bay Area for children up to 5 years old. Visit firstfivekids.org/bay to learn more about how to enroll your child in health care, receive free medical screenings, and eat healthy on a tight budget. That's first, the number five, kids.org/bay.
Did you know that in San Francisco and the East Bay, one in every five children has been diagnosed with asthma? In fact, asthma is the most common reason kids are hospitalized in the Bay Area. At kidsdata.org, you can learn more about issues that affect the health and well-being of children in the Bay Area. Kidsdata.org provides easy-to-access information and resources for those who influence kids' lives. You can find data by region, topic, or demographic, such as ethnicity or age. Visit kidsdata.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Lucille Packard Foundation for Children's Health.
Listening to Childhood Matters.
Brought to you in part by Every Child Counts. First Five, Alameda County.
Back to your host, Rona Renner.
We're talking with Dr. Will Courtney, author, researcher, and psychotherapist, Kevin L. Nichols, president and chief executive officer of KLN Publishing, and Glenn Cotter, a visual effects artist. And we're talking with you, 1-877-372-KIDS. We have some great tickets to give away, and I forgot to tell Jerry. I want to give him two tickets to Earth, Wind, and Fire in Chicago at the Greek Theater in Berkeley on July 31st. We still have San Francisco versus the Florida Marlins tickets. We have tickets to Whole Foods. We have $25 vouchers to Whole Foods and another certificate to Banana Republic. So give us a call for sure. You know, Will, you report that research shows 99% of fathers that believe that being a father is a very important part of who they are. And 47% of fathers said that the work responsibilities were the biggest obstacle to being a good father.
Yes.
You know, how do they deal with this?
Well, it's a challenging thing, is that many of the dads have talked about this, the balancing of work and family and work being a real obstacle. But I think, you know, it's important that fathers take away, and this is one of the things that Robbie brought up, was that that family income actually doesn't have that much impact on kids' development. There's a lot of debate among social scientists as to whether it has actually any effect on kids' development. But there's absolutely no debate about the positive impact that involved fathers have on their kids. These kids do better in every measurable way. They're happier. They have fewer emotional problems. They have better relationships and more friends. They're smarter, do better in school, and less likely to get in trouble. So, you know, dads have a lot to be proud of, especially this Father's Day, to keep that in mind, that they are providing in so many ways for their kids that are really important for their kids' well-being.
Thank you for that message, for sure. You know, before the break, I said I want to talk a little bit about how the way your father was affects you as a father. Glenn, maybe you can say something about that.
Well, my parents broke up actually when I was around three. So I didn't really grow up with a father in the house. I saw him maybe twice a year. And as an adult now and as a father myself, I've had to make a deliberate choice to be different from my father. He wasn't a bad guy. He just wasn't into being a father. So I feel I really need to cover up, you know, his mistake. And really, it's his loss because I'm, you know, how wonderful it is to be a dad and how much I love my kids. But I'm really trying to recover by, you know, providing financially as well as being there as a loving father. And I'm just thankful that I had my grandfather as a good model for me.
That's really interesting because my husband also didn't have his dad around. His parents got divorced when he was very young. And he's always talked about how he's had to make a real conscious effort to learn how to be a father. And also sometimes we realize it's just something's going on where he just didn't have a role model. But yet he did look around to find other role models. Yeah. You know, sometimes you look at neighbors or, like you said, your grandfather. But it is a struggle when you didn't have that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think when something happens like that, you know, with your parents, you either, if you don't think about it, you just repeat. So you either make a deliberate choice to be different, mm-hmm. or you just fall into the same patterns.
It's really the key of, I think, mm-hmm. how we evolve as people is to decide what you want to do. And then also at times suffer the emotions of, I wish I had had this myself. Like when you see yourself playing with your kids and loving them and having a good time, there may be sadness that comes up at times because you realize you didn't have that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's actually more sadness for my father because he didn't get to experience this.
That's really, really important. Kevin, what about you in terms of your dad as a role model?
My dad wasn't very present in my life and different from what I just heard about his experience. I kind of disagree in the sense that I didn't have that experience growing up with my father and feeling as though that he missed out. Well, I do feel that he missed out, but in a different way. I mean, unfortunately, he grew up in a generation where as long as you go to work and provide for your family financially, then that's what being a father is all about. And I know how empty I was growing up and not having my father at basketball games or Cub Scout meetings and things like that, and realized that although my mother was there always and rooting for me, it was very lonely. And having to grow up or learn from the absence of, instead of having an example in front of you, was very difficult and very challenging. But I did have other role models that I tried to pick things in piecemeal, I guess, what I thought the right road to travel was. Not necessarily saying that that was the best way, but that was the only way that I knew how. And so I guess now as a father, I kind of choose my path of what I would have liked to have seen or what I thought would have been cool if I was a kid and looked up in the world and said, hey, my dad is here doing this, or my dad is home at 5 o'clock, you know, every day and spending time with me, you know, and not traveling or whatever. You know.
Yeah. So he did the best he could, but you saw that there was something really missing for you as the child.
Well, I won't even say that I give him that the credit that he did the best that he could, because I think that he could have done a lot better, and I don't really give him any excuses for it.
Okay. I take that. Same thing for you?
I mean, I want to clarify, like, I definitely agree, like, as a kid, I did feel that emptiness, and it's only now as a parent do I feel sadness for my dad. You know, like when I was a kid, I was like, my dad's gone. You know, I didn't.
Right.
You
weren't feeling empathy.
I wasn't feeling sorry for him then. Right. You know, it's like, it's only now as an adult and being a parent myself that I am sorry that he missed out.
You know, I think what I mean by this, Kevin, is when I think about Father's Day and I think about my dad, and there were things that, you know, really weren't okay for me. But I also, what I mean by doing the best he can, I realize what he was struggling with. Now as an adult, I realize what he was struggling with. And that's what I mean. He didn't get the help he needed to be the kind of father I think he wanted to be. He tried, but he didn't. And so that's what I mean. I think I have a lot of compassion for the limitations. But as a child, it hurts. It makes you sad. It makes you angry. And we really want connection. Dr. Will.
Well, you know, this is what we often hear from men, either what we're hearing from Glenn and Kevin or what we heard from Jerry. Either, like Jerry, dads want to emulate their father. They had a great role model in their father and they want to be just like him. Or alternatively, they want to do things very differently than their dads. And this is so often what we hear from men. You know, the other thing I think worth pointing out is that, you know, dads who didn't have fathers of their own are not alone in that, you know, we are coming up with new ways of being fathers right now. The times are really changing. And fathers, whether you had a father involved or not, we don't have a lot of role models for what the new father looks like yet. We're sort of creating it. We're in the process of creating that right now.
I think you're right.
Childhood Matters with Rona Renner.
We'd like to hear from the dads. 1-877-372-KIDS.
It's all about the children.
Yeah, I think we want to hear from more dads. I want to encourage fathers to call 1-877-372-KIDS. What is that new dad look like? You know, I know they wear front packs a lot and they carry their babies more, and I see them around at the doctor's office more. What we're going to do right now is take a listen to some dads. Lacey Daniel, one of our producers, talked to some dads out in the community. Let's hear what they have to say.
This week, I spoke to some dads by phone to ask them what life was like following the birth of their first child.
The very first thing that changed for me when the baby came into our lives was the responsibility of me being a dad came into play, and that was pretty overwhelming.
I'm less patient with people who want to kind of waste my time and things that keep me away from my family and my daughter. She's such a priority in my life, and while everything's going on, I need to consciously think about how there's time in my day to spend time with her.
I'm responsible for this life, this wonderful, beautiful, joyful life. So, you know, I just kind of put things more in perspective and prioritize things more so that I can be the best father that I could be.
My wife really went into overdrive into making sure things were taken care of at the house. I really felt like things were the same, but when you have a kid, everything changes, you know, your whole life. You know, you have a little one to take care of, and you have to be in agreement with your wife to make things work out. And if one person is kind of lollygagging around like myself and you're watching your wife go full steam ahead, that can bring on a change.
Things don't come as easily in our relationship as it used to in terms of having time to do whatever we want, so we have to be more conscious and deliberate about it.
If I feel that I need a little time for myself or to take care of, you know, some personal things, it's all about communicating.
Growing up as a man, you're not prone to talk about my feelings. You just have to go on and suck it up. At a certain point, you learn to communicate your needs and say, well, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I need, this is what I want.
Fatherhood is something that a lot of men just don't talk about. They talk football, they talk sports, but I do have a couple friends that I gain support from, and we often talk about fatherhood and being a parent and all the things that come along with it.
Support system, you don't know how to find it, really, because that means you have to be vulnerable to say that you need something. And the language of need for men sometimes is obsolete. So the support system, I kind of created my own, and I did it by ways of complaining to other fathers.
There's just no way to understand how much you're going to love your child, like how much you ache for them when they're scared or when they're hurting, or how much joy brings you when they laugh.
Any man can be a daddy, but it takes a real man to be a father. You have to want to stick around. You have to want to bother. Put in time. Watch them grow. So later on, they'll know who daddy really is.
Thanks for your thoughts, and have a happy Father's Day. For Childhood Matters, I'm Lacey Daniel.
That was Robbie doing his poem that he did for us. That was so beautiful. And any reflections on what you just heard, Glenn?
Oh, that was just great. I mean, I was just thinking about, our previous topic, but I just wanted to comment on, you know, we have a lot of fatherhood and tied to manhood, and you really need to think also about parenting in general. Like, look at the moms too. You know, good parenting is good parenting. It's not, you know, I don't want to stress too much that it's always tied to your manhood, you know. So look at other parents. Look at moms and dads, because there's a lot of great models out there. And when we're looking at this new model, we should look at everyone. You know, look at good techniques, no matter who's doing it.
That's a great point. And, you know, parenting and, well, fatherhood is sort of evolving now to include parenting. Masculinity and manhood is right now evolving to include parenting as part of being a man, which is a whole new thing for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to say about what you heard, Kevin? Well,
when I was listening to some of the calls, it was I was amazed just the fact that, you know, when you have this brand new child and they can't do anything, and you're sitting there like they're looking to you for everything. And somehow women, you know, they come out of their bodies and they get it and they automatically know completely what to do. And you're sitting here like, okay, well, where did the instruction manual go? Why didn't I get that one when I came out? So you're looking at this child and you just want to give them everything you have. And sometimes you just don't know how. And then as you grow older, you figure it out.
And they always surprise you. And I have to say, women don't also just know how either. We have to do. We're also pretty insecure. I want to take a call. 1-877-372-KIDS. We have Mick with us this morning, and this is my husband from Berkeley. Hi, Mick.
Hi, Rona.
Happy Father's Day, almost.
Thank you very much.
What would you like to add, honey?
Well, I appreciate what you said earlier about my having to invent my own ideas and attitude to fatherhood. Right now I'm thinking about being a grandfather, which is a whole other kettle of fish. I have two grandchildren, and I get a chance to spend more time with one because he lives nearby than the other. I see them entirely differently than I saw my children and stepchildren, because somebody else is mostly responsible for taking care of them, and so there's less anxiety in my being around them. So in terms of what to do to be a parent, I think that practice, education, and increasing conversation. Robbie was saying that talking about what he needs as a parent is... I'm not sure exactly what he said, but basically it's not done very much. But it's actually to talk about what parents do and what they can do. And if we increase education about parenting, it will reduce anxiety.
Uh-huh.
Not that parents are going to be as relaxed as grandparents, but...
That's right, because we also get to hand the kids off and say, wow, right, I'm tired now, and go ahead. Right. Here's your sweet baby back. But you're also older and wiser now. You know,
I'm older.
Well, you're wiser too, honey. You've raised four children, and so, you know, some of that is because you have the perspective, you have the wisdom.
I have a white beard.
And you shaved it. You used to have a white beard. But, Will, you know, this is interesting. Fathers, and I think what Kevin said too, fathers often do feel insecure because there isn't that support.
Mm-hmm. No, of course, there isn't a manual, and there aren't a lot of other dads talking about how to be a father and what's required to be a father and what it can look like. This is we're a new territory here.
Yeah. Mick, any advice for grandfathers out there today listening?
Have as much fun as possible. I really enjoy being with grandchildren, and I enjoy being with my children too, but it's like you get another shot at it because they're so small, and they're not, he's not, the one nearby is not able yet to completely converse, but he communicates gesturally and with his face and with his posture, and so it's fun to sort of learn a new child language.
Yes. And also, I think one thing I want to say about you is that you also did talk about your feelings as a dad, and you talked to other men, and you certainly talked to me a lot. But I think that has made a big difference. We're about to go to a break now, Mick. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
And did you get the salad ready yet?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. We'll check in later. Right.
Happy Father's Day, Mick.
We're talking about Father's Day in a moment. We'll take your call.
Get involved.
Call now at 1-877-372-KIDS.
You're listening to Childhood Matters.
More with Rona Renner after this.
Here's this week's Childhood Matters community calendar with events for parents and kids. Join the Black Infant Health Improvement Project for an open house celebrating 20 years of improving the lives of African-American infants, mothers, and families. Thursday, June 25 from 4 to 6. For more information, call 415-776-4439. That's 415-776-4439. Bring the whole family to Family Game Day at the San Lorenzo Library. There will be a wide selection of board games available in the library meeting room. Saturday, June 27 from 10 to 4. For more information, call 510-670-6283. That's 510-670-6283. Santa Clara families, play in the Wild Zone at Olestack Natural Area during Free Family Play Day. Saturday, June 27 from 1 to 4. For more information, go to www.wild-zone.net. That's www.wild-zone.net. Walnut Creek families, enjoy a free day of learning about wildlife at Lindsay Wildlife Museum. Saturday, June 27 from 10 to 5. For more information, call 925-935-1978. That's 925-935-1978. Mountain View families, come to the We Me Arts Festival at the Community School of Music and Art. Enjoy interactive music and arts activities for young children and their families. Sunday, June 28 from 11 to 3. For more information, call 408-260-3700. That's 408-260-3700. Fairfax families, explore nature and have a picnic with Nature for Kids at Upper Lagunitas Creek. Meet at the Alpine Dam. Sunday, June 28 from 10 to 2. For more information, call 415-499-6387. That's 415-499-6387. For additional information and more events, visit our website, childhoodmatters.org, and submit events, email info@childhoodmatters.org. I'm Anthony Giorgetti.
What a day. From the grocery store to the doctor's office, it's nice to sit back and let Sophia play.
Definitely, but I feel it's important to have the kids in special programs. I'm always learning how competitive school is, even at this young age.
Me too. I worry I'm not doing enough to teach Sophia the skills she'll need, even though she's just 4. I read an article yesterday that said play is a great way for children to learn.
So you're telling me that when my kids play at preschool or at home, they're learning something?
The article said play is the way children develop their understanding of the world. So when kids play with friends or pretend to count money or rhyme words or build with blocks, they're actually learning in different ways, socially, physically, and intellectually. They learn how to think critically and problem solve, making them more confident.
That makes sense. The other day, Danny was so proud when he and Sophia built a fire station in the sandbox. He is learning when he's having fun, so we can relax and encourage the learning they do when they play.
Mommy, Mommy, look what I made!
Wow, you built a ramp to make your cars race faster.
This message brought to you by the Early Childhood Funders. Play. It's the way young children learn.
We are children of the world, watching every day collide.
We continue with Childhood Matters, brought to you in part by First Five Santa Clara County.
Here's more with Nurse Rona.
We're talking with Dr. Will Courtney, author, researcher, and psychotherapist, Kevin L. Nichols, president and chief executive officer of KLN Publishing, and Glenn Cotter, a visual effects artist, all dedicated dads of two young children. I also have an exciting announcement. On July 5th, Childhood Matters is moving back to 98.1 KISS FM. Wake up with your kids and tune into Childhood Matters at 7 a.m. Next week, we'll be here again on Green 960, Christie for a great book club show about children's behavior, and then we'll be moving. So, Kevin, are you up at 7 a.m. on Sundays?
Indeed.
Indeed. How about the other dads here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we want to make sure, you know, on Sunday mornings we'll have a little dads get together on 98.1 KISS FM, okay? We have another call. We have James with us from Brisbane. James, are you there?
And happy Father's Day to everyone and to your guest.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day, James. It's so good to hear your voice.
Same here. Good to hear your voice as well.
What would you like to add to this conversation about papas?
Well, it's been a most interesting discussion. And in fact, I've even reflected on my own situation with my dad, who's very ill right now. Mm. But I'm actually calling because in the context of the paradigm of the new day, if I can say that, I wanted to just say something about the dads that I'm a dad myself in this category, but the dads that I work with, and these are dads of children with special needs.
Yeah.
And we have all of the other issues and challenges and rewards that we've been discussing this morning, but there are also some differences. And I think one of the things that we have that's a little different is the fact that we learn two things right away. We learn to redefine what it means to be a dad. Because of the vulnerabilities of our kids, we share ourselves. So we can't take anything for granted. I have three children, and my oldest son is special needs. He's 23, and my older daughters, they went on in their lives to be very, very successful. Kwame is too, but in a different kind of way.
Yeah.
And I think the second thing, and this is the thing that kind of keeps dads with special needs sort of in the shadow, you know, we talked about before, dads wanting to talk about their feelings, and that is, we have to learn to bond with our children at the same time that we're grieving.
Yes.
And as a support group facilitator of a special needs group for dads, I have found that it's been so important for these dads because it makes them emotionally present. It's not the finances, as was mentioned before. It's not where you live. But it is being in the company of other dads who know exactly what you're going through that allows you to open up, to bond, and in the final analysis, to be a really good resource to your partner and a fantastic father.
You know, I think that what you're saying is really essential, that the disability or the special needs, it sort of increase the necessity of the fathers you're with to get together.
Yeah.
And to talk. And yet what Kevin was saying here on the break when we were talking, Kevin, you were saying is what fathers need to do is talk. You want to say something to James about that?
Well, I think that he said that sentence was great, bond while you grieve. I think that a lot of times men don't talk about their feelings, and although it's becoming more acceptable for men to be more hands-on fathers, I still think that you might still be in these circles and people will be going through problems, whether it's their children, their marriage, or et cetera, and there's still no dialogue or no openness, no emotional connection with the men that they're around to try to support one another through difficult times. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that's a travesty and should be changed somehow.
Yeah. Well, you know, and actually, I don't think we really actually have to change anything. I think we have to acknowledge that men actually really do have feelings. I talk to men every day. Mm-hmm. They want to talk about their feelings, but the perception is that men just don't talk about their feelings. But in fact, you know, men love to talk about their feelings. And actually, oftentimes, once they start talking, it's hard to shut them up.
So, James, is that your experience as a facilitator?
Yeah, I've been with a support group now for about 14 years. And I must tell you, dads are caregivers and dads are nurturers. And when I meet their partners or the mothers, one of the things I have to explain to them is they say, well, they never talks around me. I said, well, if you could be in the room and see the number of facial tissues that we go through, it's a very emotional situation.
That's right. And so that stereotype that Will is talking about is sometimes a barrier. Glenn, do you feel like you can talk to your wife about what's going on for you?
Often, but, you know, sometimes there is some experience that is particularly being a father. And, you know, there is a little baggage with, you know, being a man. It's like, well, you should really hold in your emotions just a little bit to get through, and you got to get things done. And sometimes I find when I talk to my friends who are also fathers, it's when we get that time together, it's really good just like, okay, just us guys, let's talk about what really is going on.
Yeah. And you know? And guys do talk with each other about what's really going on. You're saying Will, and you're saying that James.
Yeah. Well, you know, they can if they're given the opportunity, and they want to. But unfortunately, the social perception that men don't have feelings and don't want to talk about them actually prevents them from talking with their friends.
And that's the advantage, I think, of the support group, because it is a place where dads can feel safe.
Right. That's right.
That allows them to express their vulnerabilities that otherwise they wouldn't feel comfortable doing.
And I think, Glenn and Kevin, you're the kind of dads who can think about how to make that space available for you and your friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of that new model also. Yes. You don't have to be in serious trouble to say, I need other guys to talk to. And it's not necessarily just watching the game together.
Oh, yeah. It's also great, fun stories about parenting. Oh, man, my kid the other day. Oh, and that usually breaks the ice into like some more serious topics.
I belong to a Christian men's prayer group that meets 6 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday. And we go over scripture, and then after that, we pray and talk about things that are going on in our day-to-day lives.
So that's a wonderful chance. James Ricks, thank you so much for calling. And James, I'd like to give you a gift certificate from Whole Foods.
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks for, you know, being up this morning, giving us a call. So we'll send that out to you for sure.
Okay, thanks. And I'll be up at 7 o'clock.
Oh, good, when we're on KISS. And, you know, maybe you can do a show with Will sometime this summer.
I'd love to do that.
We can talk more about the subject. It's a very deep, important
special
subject.
Special needs of kids, yes.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day
to you.
Happy Father's Day to you.
And I just also want to acknowledge that there are many dads out there who want to be with their kids but can't due to custody battles, distance, military, whatever the reason is. And I just want to, you know, sort of send my heart, my best wishes to fathers who are struggling with that. There are ways to stay connected even though you can't be directly with your child. Send them letters, call them up, rent a movie while your child rents a movie, and even though you're, you know, 3,000 miles away, you both watch it and then talk about it. Mm-hmm. There are ways to do that. You know, I want to just get back to my guests here, and I just realized I didn't give Mick anything. I think Mick should have the San Francisco Giants versus the Florida Marlins tickets. I know he's a sports fan, so we'll send him that. You know, Will Courtney, you give dads a lot of advice. Do you have, or I want to say advice, but you also listen a lot and you hear what fathers have to say. A couple of tips as we're winding down here.
Well, probably this Father's Day, the most important thing is that dads really get that it is time, not money, that's important to kids. And then also for them to really know that they are having a huge impact on their kids and they are actually providing for their kids in many more ways than they even realize. And then I think finally, just taking pride. I mean, this year especially, really taking pride in knowing that just by being around, you're giving something to your kids that's going to last them a lifetime and far exceeds anything that money can buy.
And those are the memories of you know, going fishing is the stereotypic one, but it could easily, right, go
well,
fishing.
It's also the benefits of being a smarter kid, a happier kid. I mean, all of those things fathers contribute to.
Dr. Will Courtney, how can people find out about all the work you're doing in the Bay Area here?
Probably the easiest way is to go to the Men's Doc. And also, let me just take a moment to announce a new study that I'm launching this weekend on Father's Day. It's about dads with babies. Anyone that has a dad or any dad that has a baby that's under a year old or knows of a dad under a year old, please go to the website, mensdoc.com, click on the research button, and participate in this research. You know, we know very little about the experiences of dads with new babies.
Good. And then you can come back and tell us about it. Dr. Will Courtney, thank you. A final word, Glenn Cotter?
Oh,
there you are. What would you like to say to the fathers listening?
Spend time with your kids. I know we can't say it enough, but one thing I've really accepted is embrace your inner goofball. Play with your kids. Don't have no shame, even in public. You know, Go ahead. They're your kids. You got a license to goof with your kids.
My husband is probably still listening, really likes that. And you know, I would be embarrassed once in a while, but the truth is it's wonderful.
Oh, they love it right now. When they're teenagers, it might be a little bit rough, but, you know.
Well, that's Glenn Cotter, and I know we'll be hearing from him again. Kevin Nichols, a final word for us. And you're going to come back when your children's book is published, right?
Yes.
Yes, you're working on a fabulous book, and it has to do with men really being true to their emotions, isn't it?
Correct. I think that that's the biggest thing. And I think that one of my final words to the audience would be just when it comes to your children, especially same-gender children, you really have to be a leader. And there are some of the things that you've gone through in your life. I've been told from my kids, they tell me all the time, well, Dad, what did you do when you were X? Or what did you do when you were Y? And then I have to think, like, gosh, 5 or 8.
Goodness. What happens at 14 and 15?
Right, I don't even remember. But at the same time, you know, really putting some thought into, you know, what you did and how you coped or how you made it through, you know, peer pressure, I think would be the greatest gift
That's
you can
right.
give your kids.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin Nichols. And I have gifts for you all. We have tickets to Monterey Bay Aquarium, to Bay Area Discovery Museum, to Habitat, Mocha. So we'll give you some choices here so you can take your kids and family. I'm so grateful to our guests and all our listeners. Grateful to our team. Zan West is our producer. Lacey Daniel, associate producer today. Hi, Lacey. Oscar Juarez, he's our new board operator, and he's just fabulous at the controls here. Peter B. Collins, thank you for all you do. I'm forever grateful to my children, Pei, Mara, Matt, and Karina, and my husband, Mick, and my stepfather, Stan. Happy Father's Day to you both. Special shout out to my mother, Flory, who's visiting here from Florida. I love you, Mom. This is Rona saying goodbye until next week. And fathers, remember, spend time with your kids, but don't forget to take good care of yourself. Childhood matters, and so do you.
You've been listening to Childhood Matters,
produced by Collins Media Services and presented by the nonprofit Interactive Parenting Media. Join us again for Childhood Matters. Find out more at childhoodmatters.org.
And one more thing, we're going back to KISS. On Sunday, July 5th, Childhood Matters will air on 98.1 KISS FM. Many thanks to all of our Green 960 listeners for being a part of our virtual community. It's an honor to have an hour each week on the air to talk about the day-to-day joys and challenges parents face raising kids. Go to childhoodmatters.org for podcast tips and resources. This is Nurse Rona for Childhood Matters, inviting you to join me on 98.1 KISS FM Sunday mornings from 7 to 8 starting in July.